Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name's Colleen.
And I'm not going to be on Survivor 34.
And welcome to this very special spoilery edition of Survivor
with
Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
I should have said that. I guess I should have waited until after we said spoiler that I was not going to be on Survivor 34.
There was a lot of people. High hopes, Jack, that you're going to be on 34.
There was a lot of people.
But yes, today's episode, we're going to break down the spoiled or revealed cast list for
it's
season 34.
It's not officially revealed, so it is spoil. This is spoilery.
It is spoilery.
Another spoiler, I was working on being nice to people so I could win Survivor.
So if you do not want to know the cast, just stop listening now. We will not be offended.
But please give us a nice review on iTunes anyway.
Actually, speaking of the nice review on iTunes, we'll just pause the game for a second here before we get into the season 34. I did want to mention we got a really nice 5-star review. And again, I'm not one to read reviews, but I thought this one was pertinent.
Who are you and what did you do with Jay?
Yeah, again, generally, I don't care. I
didn't know we got another one.
Actually, we got two, but the one that I cared about was...
Wait, say something nice about you.
No.
That's got to be it. There's no way that's not it.
It says, this is the title for the review, Jay's point system works! Exclamation point.
Yeah, but look at the screen name.
Hold on, let me finish what
it
said.
It's called Crazy Jay and His Point System.
No, listen. It says, here's the review. Excellent podcast. Everyone needs to lay off Jay's system. It was really fair. Colleen just thinks she's right about everything. Enjoy it. 5 stars. There we go.
I'd take a one star if the person just said, okay, Jay's point system sucks.
I don't want a one star review.
Yeah,
we did get one.
I just want the truth.
We did get one saying that we need to fix the scoring.
But here's the thing. What he said was how my point system was. So anyway, I feel like I'm vindicated here.
But you have different rules.
I feel like I have been vindicated by our listeners.
Dude,
I called you out on your rules. I even put the audio on there.
Anyway, but yes, thank you for all the kind reviews. And if you enjoy what we've done the past season, please feel free to give us a positive review, a 5-star review. It helps our ranking in the iTunes world.
Go on there, give us a 5-star review and say Jay's point system
sucks. This is really awesome. I hadn't seen some of these new ones. This is cool.
Anyway,
I am always right. Can we just talk about that?
No, you're not always right. Jeez Louise.
I was right about the winner's edit.
Just stop. Just stop. Yeah, but the problem is like you and like 10 billion other people were the Michelle truthers out there.
I'm a student of the game now.
Season 34, I've already checked the winner's edit.
They haven't even started filming yet.
But I've already figured out who the edit person is going to be.
All right, so Colleen already accidentally spoiled everybody, so I had to edit it out. All right, so we want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. People contribute from $1 or more a month, and there's different levels. You get awesome different things like exclusive podcasts, access to our old archives, a whole bunch of stuff. So check it out. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do so by going to jayandjack.com and click on the link to become a patron. Also, have a special partnership with Loot Crate. If you go over to lootcrate.com.
We got somebody that got one.
Yes, we got one. at lootcrate.com/jayandjack. For less than $20, you get a box of $45 worth of geeky goodness to your door each month. Jack, what is the special for this month?
Oh, this special is great for this month. You get Jay's special scoring system breakdown on how to... It's a one-page book on how his scoring system
works. It's just like a little cheat sheet. Is it laminated and everything like a placemat?
No, it's just like on a napkin. And it just... And it comes, you get it, and you go, oh my God, this was worth the $20 for this month because I got Jay's scoring system. Now we all can understand it.
Oh man. Well, you can get that for this month. If you use the promo code JayandJack, you get a special discount over at lootcrate.com/JayandJack. Check it out. A bunch of awesome geeky stuff like t-shirts, other type of swag, action figures, toys. It's awesome. Check it out, lootcrate.com/JayandJack. All right, without further ado, if you don't want to be spoiled about the season, this was posted on Inside Survivor. I want to give credit to where credit is due, InsideSurvivor.com.
Don't act like you know what Inside Survivor even is.
Why do you have to always be right? Why do you have to be such a know-it-all?
Sorry.
Anyway, if you
Inside Survivor? Is it a book?
It's a website.
It's a website.
It's the website you're looking at right now, Jack.
So it's run by this guy named Redman, and he's like this premier spoiler person, and he also has other things. Like he does Edgic on it, and he does like inside little scoops and news, and brings you like bios on the new people from the cast. So it's kind of like, what would the equivalent be for the Lost site back in the day that did that? Because there was one that did that, and oh my god,
Without further ado.
I think that was the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack.
They had a great website.
So if you do not want to hear anything more about the season, stop listening now, and we'll be back again. Maybe Colin and I will do one about China, watching China right now, which is fun. But either way, now we're going to dive in at this very moment into the season 34 cast spoilers.
I'm sure there's a slash fiction on that somewhere.
Now here's the thing. Do we have to put like a disclaimer saying that this is from a website? Like, how accurate can this be?
It's fairly accurate. I would say it's 100% accurate that all these people were sent out there to play.
Okay.
The only thing that would be inaccurate would be if there was a situation where somebody did not pass the final medical examination, like with RC and her dad in the first Blood versus Water, or in San Juan del Sur, what's her face? So Kim and her sister didn't pass the last medical check. So the alternates were tagged in. So that would, I think, be the only way that this would not be accurate. So this is pretty accurate. There's a good track record here.
Now this cast list does say there's two castaways from Survivor: Millennials versus Gen X.
Which
I don't
want to
talk about
that.
I do not want to look at it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to spoil my this great season coming up of this great.
Yeah. So again,
Millennials versus
before
Gen X.
We actually start, so this is
There's two people from that too.
Yes. So this is 34, not 33 Millennials versus Gen X. This is the
season after
the rumored cast list for season 34.
So
again, if you don't want to know if somebody's playing or not, please don't listen.
Right, I feel like we've given enough warning. All right, so
if you don't want to know, stop listening now.
There's always somebody that's not paying attention, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're like, what? You said so-and-so's on? How dare you?
Well, I feel like we're 8 minutes in now. I think we're okay.
I've gotten 20 minutes into a podcast and been like, what are they talking about? And had to go back, so.
Yes. All right. Well, here we go. Let's just do it in order as it's posted here on the page.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever. Fine. So, I wanted to break it down a different way, but you know.
How do you want to break it down, Miss Colleen?
I was going to break it down in the order, like the pre-merge versus merge versus.
Oh, God, so complicated. I don't get your rules. I can't just make it simple.
So now we have to predict who's going to be merged from these people?
No. We'll do that.
No.
She just wants to organize.
I want to organize the list.
I see what you're saying. People how they finished in the past.
Yeah. These people were winners. But all right, fine. We'll talk about them Jay's way. And then we can maybe, because we'll talk about them quick, because we're trying to make this podcast nice and quick. And then after that, we will, I guess.
After that, I want you to talk about the context of what the season maybe was trying to be and maybe what changed. No? To inside baseball? Okay. Well,
this week in baseball.
All right. Let's start off here with Andrea Bohlich from Redemption Island. Bohicky?
Yes.
Okay.
Please be respectful to.
It looks like an L.
That's an L.
It is, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Bohicky.
Bohicky?
But what? That doesn't. Okay.
Bulky.
Maybe it's bulky then. I don't know.
Let's just go with Andrea.
Andrea from Redemption Island.
All the bad reviews are coming.
From Redemption Island.
And Caramel.
And Caramoan, which was Fans versus Favorites, right?
Fans Cochran's versus Favorites 2.
Cochran won. But she was in a fifth and seventh. Pretty close up there at the top. Somewhat of a fan fave, right?
I didn't need to see Andrea back.
yeah, kind of meh about this one.
I liked Andrea, but I don't need to see her back.
She's not a bad player.
She's not a bad player. I don't need to see her back. And she was doing other things professionally, so I'm surprised that she is back, that she's kind of putting...
You mean you're saying the other people don't have a job?
No. Like, she was hosting some show or whatever, and I don't know
maybe
why...
Maybe that show doesn't pay as well. Like, maybe it gives her, you know...
Well, if she doesn't make it on... Far in Survivor, it's not going to matter.
She should go to New York. She can make it there. She can make it anywhere.
I think she's from New York.
I mean, it's not like a super exciting person. She's not a bad player. So kind of a middle of the road returning player here.
Is she back because of her looks or because she's a strong player?
I think she's a strong player. She's the strongest player on Redemption Island besides Rob, right?
Yeah, she's Rob.
There were anyway. People that were... strong players. So she's a host of People Now on people.com. So that's why I'm surprised.
That's why I haven't seen her on TV.
Whatever. Oh, she was on Blue Bloods? What? Wait, whoa.
When was this season? Because I haven't watched this season.
Oh, I've watched every single episode.
Oh, you just spoiled another show, Colleen.
Spoiler. Way to go.
Oh, my God.
When was she on Blue Bloods?
I don't know. Don't worry. I'll find out
she
by the time we're...
She played Waitress.
Shh. All right. Well, let's move on here to...
She was in charge of the kid on the bike.
A person that I am excited to see again. When you add 6 plus 7 equals 9 plus Brad Culpepper...
This is a waste. This guy has no chance to win.
But he's fun. He's a fun. He's a fun character.
He has zero chance to win.
Hey, that means he has a chance.
Everybody doesn't expect anything
from him.
Unless he's in the first edit and they show him, then I go that he has no chance to win.
But Blood versus Water, his
game is not very. He's not very good at the game.
No, but he's fun. He's kind of like a lovable idiot.
I'd rather have people that are good at the game than the fun guy.
But you got to have a couple fun guys. Can't be all like whatever. He at least he wants to play.
Yeah, he wants to play, but he's not very good.
Maybe he can do better a second time. Cochran didn't do good his first time, so maybe a second time's better.
Wasn't he here a second time?
No, only once. Just the one
only
time.
Once?
What, Cochran?
No, Brad Culpepper.
It just seems like he was there.
He was part of the second chances voting.
He was part of it, and he didn't get voted
on. Oh, that's right. He didn't get voted on, but you know what? We're bringing him back anyway.
I like him coming back.
Let's see. The fans didn't want him, but we're going to bring him back.
I'm happy with him coming back. Jack, I guess you don't like him coming back.
I have no problem with him. I just didn't find him. He just wasn't a very good player. And then the second chances, they said, nah, we don't want him.
When we finish
But again, like I said, the one fan that wanted him back is the only fan that matters.
Jeff Probst. But I will say...
Brad can't add!
We'll close out this show with who do we think should have been in there besides other people. So we'll go on to the next one here. A recent from Korong, Aubrey Bracco. I think we all could have expected her to come back fairly soon.
So
she's got a runner up.
Oh, so just to go back to close out this Andrea thing.
We're already on Aubrey here.
I'm reading the Caleb thing, and it's cracking me up.
She was in she was in the Blue Bloods episode Sins of Our Fathers. She was a toweled girl. So not quite the waitress.
Not quite the waitress, but she has moved up to waitress after that.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I swear I'm done with that sidetrack now, but I couldn't sleep until I knew what
that
was.
All right, so Aubrey Bracco.
I mean, there's rumors behind this, her coming back.
Oh, yes, that she replaced somebody
else. Did we talk about this? We did.
Who'd she replace?
So the rumor out there is that Sophie Clark was supposed to come back, and
I
think we talked about this. So, and this is again, this is just rumors I've heard through the internet. So please don't.
Thought it had been Sophie's choice to come back or not.
But I guess Sophie and Aubrey are too alike as players, I guess, in that prototype or whatever. So
really, Sophie's kind of Aubrey's much better than Sophie. Sophie's like my least favorite winner of all time.
Really?
Really? That's your least favorite.
Well, he
winner?
Hasn't seen all the seasons.
I haven't. There's some gaps there, but Sophie was so like it should have been Coach.
So Mazzeppi, you're okay with, but
I guess not Mazzeppi. Yeah, but she's up there, and we're like, meh. I could.
Jay Fisher is going to come back on this podcast and kick your butt.
Come on, it was Coach's game.
You think I was going to ask Jay? Does the reason he not like Survivor anymore because he knows who wins by watching the edit?
No, I don't think it's that. I think he just is an old school fan, and they like to. We joke that he's like old man yelling at clouds when it comes to Survivor.
But I just if you're that into the edit and the edit seems to be what's working, I think you'd lose interest in the show if you just watched the edit.
Yeah, because the people that do that,
people are wrong too.
Yeah, you could be wrong, and it's a game. Like, it's just a game at the end of the day.
Well, the whole show is just a game.
Exactly. So it's just a fun game that people place bets and make, you know, do not place bets. But, you know, it's like placing bets.
There's no gambling involved here. No gambling.
No, there's no gambling. I'm just saying.
All right, so thoughts about Aubrey here. We're kind of getting sidetracked.
I'm happy with Aubrey.
Me too.
Yeah. She's working on that social game, though. She has to be nice to everybody.
And
then she also, if Scott and Jason were there, she would have, or Debbie, she'd have to go, I'm making a move right now.
How well do you think she does this time now that everybody knows her game? Like, isn't going to be like a...
I don't think everybody knows her game, because she didn't play a game. Like, everybody knows Tony's game. Everybody knows Sandra's game. Spoiler alert. Everybody...
She could probably fly under the radar.
You think so?
I think so. I think that I don't think that they will let her near the end, because I think that people will realize that she is smart enough and she will go out probably mid-merge, early merge. But I can totally see her making it at least to the merge. I don't see her being one of the people that she's not threatening enough that they go after in the, you know, early on. So I like her chances. I mean, maybe she could even get to the end but I can't see her getting to the end as the mastermind, because I think people know enough about. They look for the smart ones and they look for the big threats.
Depends on what tribe she's in.
That too. Bit of luck involved. All right, let's go to the next one here. Also from Ko Rong, Medivac from the game.
I just like that. It has 5th, 7th, 15th place, runner up, Medivac.
Yeah. But Caleb Reynolds, Beast Mode Cowboy. We were promised he would return.
This was the least surprising thing on this entire.
Pretty much. But excited to see him play again. I hope he gets, spoiler alert, put on the tribe with Ty again.
Is Ty on there?
Ty is on there.
I'm sure he's not. I mean, they would be stupid to put him on a tribe with Ty again.
Stupid? You want to see if he gets the stolen kiss back?
I know, but like, they would be the target. Everybody knows they're like, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Either way,
know Caleb's game, so we don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. Like to see what happens.
Hopefully there's not a salt challenge in a 100-degree temperature.
Salt and pepper.
Next one here is Sierra Easton, a.k.a. I voted off my mommy. Blood versus water,
they
Cambodia.
They should have brought Michelle back with Sierra, saying, you don't make big moves!
5th and 10th. This one, I'm kind of like, meh, I've seen her game enough now. I don't. Is she going to do anything better this time?
I feel the same.
She just complains. So.
I actually do enjoy Sierra, but I think that she overplayed her hand a lot in Cambodia. Like, she was fine in Blood versus Water. In Cambodia, like, she went out there, you could tell that she was one of those people that was like, Jeff said on national TV that, you know, your moves don't get much bigger than voting out your mother, so I've got to make sure that I could do this, but...
She'd have to fly under the radar this time and not.
And I don't know if she's capable of doing that.
Agreed. And she's not great at the challenges, so she's gone.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, I don't hate Sierra. I'm kind of.
I don't hate her. I just don't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the middle. I don't need to see her back right now, but I'm whatever. Power to her. I mean, this would be her third year running, so she's bringing home that bacon for her family. the next person, though,
I think we're all excited about the next one.
Yeah, I don't think we need to see this next person back, but hell, I'll take
it. Yeah, we do. We need to see more of Jeff Varner.
He's not a great player, but he's good TV.
He's good TV.
He could be a great player if they let him.
If he would have like been a little less manic, I think he would have done okay.
But he can't.
But
he
that's
just,
what
that's
makes
who
him
he
great
is.
TV.
It is what makes him great TV. It is.
As long as the spiders stay away from his ass.
He's just a little too hyper.
He is. But
he's
fun.
All over the place.
I love me some Jeff Varner, so I'm excited. But again, I can admit that I don't think we need to see him. But
yes,
I'm excited to see
him. I wanted to see him again. After Cambodia, I wanted to see more.
If you're saying
him.
Brad Culpepper is fun, we need to have him. Jeff Garner is 100 times funner, more enjoyable than
I agree. Jeff Varner is like, but that's what I'm saying. You got to have a Jeff Varner on a cast, and I'm excited to have him back.
Because he's a character. He's entertaining.
He is.
So that's why I have no problem.
I just want Varner
is
to...
like,
I just want Varner to last longer than Culpepper. That's what she said. But I do.
I would agree with both what you're saying here. Jeff Varner is much more enjoyable to watch than Brad Culpepper. So I'm excited that he's coming back on here. Big Jeff Varner fan. Next up here is Ceree Fields, fourth
love
time.
Ceree. I love Ceree.
So Panama, Micronesia, and Heroes versus Villains, fourth, third, and 17th.
What I love about her is when her first time on Survivor, she basically said, I'm a housewife that sits at home on the couch. I said, well, she'll be gone right away. But she was clever, smart. She survived, and I've always liked her. And she always has a smile on her face.
So we've only seen Heroes versus Villains on her season, Jay and I.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to watch Micronesia after China, right? That's the order of our list.
I think so.
So, and I'm excited because I've never heard one person say, I don't like Ceree. I'm pretty sure that even on like Survivor Sucks and Reddit, they don't hate Ceree. So,
no, she's just, like I said, when she first got on the show, like, why did she even enter? She'll be one of those people that quit. That's when they were having all the stretch of everybody kept coming on there. It was harder than I thought it was. But she sucked it up, and she was great.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I know it's her fourth time, but bring her on a fifth time.
No, you don't want to make her the new Rupert. Although I guess.
Whoa.
I guess we could actually at
Rupert's
the end
only
of
been
this
four times, right?
At the end of this, we have to answer: who do we think out of all of these people is going to be the new Rupert? Where they just. We see them back at some point. We're like, we don't need to see you back.
Rupert just keeps coming back because he's likable. He's terrible at the game.
Horrible.
But
horrible.
I don't even think that people really like him anymore. They don't need to see him. But anyway.
Well, he's made his money. I mean, he's a good guy. He's works for charities and stuff like that.
One of the great.
Can't hate Rupert.
Next up is one of the great strategic minds in the history of Survivor. Possibly made one of the best moves ever. In giving away his hidden immunity idol. JT Thomas.
We got to help Russell.
The women are coming. The women are coming.
But he did beat Fishbeck.
Whatever. Shut up. Do you know that if you put their averages together, they actually both finished the same? Because Steven was ninth and second, and JT was first and tenth.
Except JT got $1 million.
Well, you know, can't win them all.
But
clearly.
JT's first season was really good. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what he was thinking the second season.
He didn't have Fishbeck there guiding the way for him.
He had Colby.
No, he had emo Colby just laying out in the ocean, just pondering his life.
Old man Colby.
Yeah, old man Colby just didn't quite have it.
That's so sad.
Honestly, there's nothing more depressing than watching Heroes vs. Villains and just seeing like a broken Colby. It's just like, this isn't the Colby I know.
But he lasted the longest out of all of them, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's the longest lasted hero, but it was just so depressing. Like, and you see like Jeff's face like,
not
say it ain't
anymore.
So, Joe. Say it ain't
so.
Did you mean say it ain't so, Cole?
Yeah, say it ain't so, Colby.
Well, I didn't have my cowboy hat.
So I guess
the guy who should have won $1 million, but didn't.
Yeah. Well, another $1 million mistake.
Hey.
But
you guys just hate the badass moms, okay?
Best thing is Colby though. He jumped up and hugged Tina and grabbed her like. Yeah, he was happy she won $1 million.
He did all right though. He was a host of Top Shot or whatever that show was.
Yeah, I know, but still, come on. Was he really that happy for it? You just lost $1 million. What do you do next? I'm gonna pick up Tina and celebrate.
He got $100,000. It's not that bad. After taxes, right. Like $60,000. It's like a good year's work, right?
Okay. All
right. Next up here is I guess she is coming back. She kind of played coy in her exit interviews with in the Ko-Rang season, but Debbie Wanner is coming back.
Wanner.
Bitter Debbie. Let's see. I'm not bitter, but I'm bitter.
So I guess Jack, do you feel
After her vote in the jury and how she acted,
done with her?
I don't need her back. I
oh
hope
my
she's
God,
the first one.
You're on such a high horse with these jury members. Get over it. Well,
I'm upset because she said she wasn't bitter and she was bitter. Don't lie. Just tell the truth. I was bitter. And if you said that, I'd root for you all the way. But you're bitter. You lied about it. I want you the first one out.
In all fairness,
God.
She
Who
did.
Cares?
She did say, like in her what the hell is that called?
Exit interviews.
Not exit interviews.
Ponderosa.
She's like, I'm not going to vote for her. She kicked me out. I'm not going to vote for her
because she was bitter. But
she was.
But, But if you listen to her thing, she said, but you know, I played the game good. I'm not bitter. I'm not one of those bitter people.
All right. Let's move on. Right. I want to see Debbie back.
So do I.
I'm excited.
So do I. She's the right kind of crazy.
I hope Debbie drinks some of the bad water and it has to be medevaced out.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, that's man. A little extreme. She's one of our best characters in recent seasons.
Yes.
She's good. She's good TV, but just I want her to say if before she goes on the show, I want her to say, okay, Jack, I was bitter. All she has to say, and I'll go, okay, Deb.
I'm sure she's going to get right on that.
I want her to give me a 5-star review on iTunes, say, this is Debbie, bitter Debbie, I was bitter, and I'll say, okay, I want you to win it all, Deb.
I want you to win it all. I'll get on creating a fake iTunes account so I can do that, so that way we can be done with Debbie
here. Be honest with you, I don't see how she can win because people know that she's very strategic.
She
bragged about it every episode. So.
Oh my God, how are the Survivor editors going to edit her jobs this season? Like, they have to top themselves. The bar has been set.
Maybe just like they just show up
and
as
remember,
hashtags.
If someone lies in Survivor, I believe they lie in real life. Oh, who lied?
All right. Bitter let's Jack. Okay.
All right. Bitter Jack, you are like the bitter viewer.
He is the bitter viewer.
Is this going to be like the Chargers game in 2007 where you just go six?
Or I guess it was the playoffs.
It was 2007.
Hey, is this going to be like that where you go back and rewatch the Michelle win over and over again?
I don't have to. I remember it.
We know. Your memory is incredible.
There's a difference between me and Debbie. I will admit I'm bitter.
All right, let's move on here.
Are you excited to see Debbie back?
Absolutely.
Because you've been kind of skipping over whether or not you want to see people back.
Absolutely want to see Debbie back. Okay. I love this whole cast. There's not really a person here
I don't want to see. Are one of the few people on the internet that loves this whole cast.
Because I'm not like, oh, they've been on too many times. Like, there are fine people to see.
Yeah, because you haven't watched every season.
Malcolm is up next.
So to you, you're like, Ceree, this is her second time on.
Malcolm Freeberg, Malcolm, the original Joe, original Joey Amazing.
Wouldn't that be Ozzy, though?
I guess
Ozzy
would,
is the original. Malcolm is the original Ozzy.
Actually, I guess Ozzy is Joe is more the original, or Ozzy is the original Joe. I feel like Malcolm's just as handsome as Joe. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh, way more handsome than Joe, I guess. I don't know.
But excited that he's coming back. Fun player. Like he's a smart player,
but he has no chance.
I'm excited to see him back because I can't help but root for Malcolm. Like,
yes.
I want to root for him. I realize we don't really, again, he's one of those people we probably don't really need to see back, but.
Why not? Why not see him back? Who else would you want?
I think Malcolm would be better in a season that's not all returning players.
But I think it might be better for him because there's all, like, Ozzy's going to be a bigger threat than him.
Right.
Caleb's going to be a bigger threat.
JT's season. If this was JT's second season,
Malcolm, I want to give you my immunity idol. I'm worried about you, man.
Are we predicting right now that Malcolm and JT are going to bro down? Malcolm needs his bros.
He needs his bros.
Unfortunately, his first season, his bros was scooping, but you know. JK.
All right, moving on here. I don't remember this person, Hallie Ford. This is the forgettable person.
You
so she's going to win.
She was with that bitter girl.
She was with Jed in Worlds Apart. She was Jen. The second one out at the merge or whatever it was. First
I
one
don't
out.
I remember.
Jen, you remember Jen? She was really bitter. She probably could.
Jen Brown?
At one point, we thought she could win, and then she just so bitter. She was with, what's her name?
You know who Jen Brown is. Stop being acting like you don't know who she is.
Shireen. She was with Shireen and all that stuff, and she was upset how Shireen was treated. But then when she went to the Ponderosa video, she bashed Shireen.
Okay.
Not Haley, but actually Haley did too. But it was, what's her name? Jen.
Oh, yay. Okay. I got it now. Got it.
Jen
got
Brown.
It.
She's friends with Max.
She'll probably play a better game because she's not with Jen.
See, I think she
got sucked down the rabbit hole with that one.
I can absolutely see Haley going out pre-merge and being that Monica character that doesn't blend in with some of the other people.
Or she could be the person that wins because she seems kind of the lowest profile.
I don't see that. She's one of those people that I guess she would fit in best in a returning player season, in my opinion, but. And she was fun. I mean, her Ponderosa videos were fun. She was playing like guitar, and they were having sing-alongs, and they were all drunk on rum, which I appreciate. So
I think her downfall is aligning with Jen. I really do.
Yeah. I remember it now. And someone that you could probably say, do we need to see him again? But Ozzy's coming back.
He's out of money. Haven't you seen his Instagrams? He used to go to exotic places.
Oh.
He's out of
no,
money?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally making that up. I am making that up. That is just a joke.
I hope Ozzy comes and he should shave his head.
So Ozzy, Cook Islands, Micronesia, South
Pacific. I'm jealous of the hair, of Ozzy's hair.
So this will be his fourth time, but he was a runner-up, ninth and fourth. Just like one challenge away from probably winning it all the last time he did it.
Well, that's because his entire team, his entire tribe was on the jury in South Pacific. So, of course, he would have won. They hated Coach and Sophie and Albert.
Yeah, yeah, he was one away.
So
Albert,
close.
Pick those up for me. You got to give it to Sophie. That was pretty awesome.
Well, he was with Cochran. Wasn't he with Cochran? He wanted to kill him.
Yeah, well, they all wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
Cochran blows it again. Ozzy. Anyway. Ozzy, I don't think he can win, can he?
No.
Huge target on him. There's just no way.
But I guess the reason he got to fourth was he was able just to live on Redemption Island and just keep winning those challenges. But yeah, I mean he's got the Joey Amazing problem. He's the original Joey Amazing in that the second he loses an individual immunity challenge, he's gone.
I would think so. Yeah, you keep him for the merge, and then you kick him to the curb.
Yep. So next up, everybody's lovable Ty Trang,
the hardest worker in Survivor history to not get a vote.
Ko-Rong, second runner up.
That's a very kind way of saying third place.
Yeah, second runner up. That is a kind. second loser, second first loser. Ty coming back here.
But Ty got an extra $50,000 by just being
from
the third
Zia.
Loser.
That's true.
So do we?
Oh my God! Can you imagine Ty and Tony Vlachos on Tribe and Sandra and Ty is like, we got to save the chicken, and they're like, we're not saving this chicken.
We're not saving nothing, Ty. He's dead.
So
that would
guys...
be Abby. Oh my God, can we role play Abby, Maria, and Ty Trang on in one trial?
No, let's not.
You know how we said that Ty brings out the best in people?
He drives me crazy.
I think Abby might bring out the worst.
I'm sorry, Ty. Like you and that chicken, you're dead to me.
If he didn't work all day long, I'd kill him.
You know how even Jason and Scott weren't going to touch and mess with Mark? Abby,
Why isn't she back?
I'm sorry. Because we don't need no more Abby Maria, baby.
Why not? A third time would be great.
No.
Are you serious? No.
Yeah, bring her back.
Ty Trang, what do you guys think?
She's messed up enough. She has messed up enough.
Take Haley's place.
No. Abby's messed up enough seasons.
Ty Trang, what do you guys think? Coming back. Good,
yeah,
bad.
Let's do it. Why not? He's got to come.
He could win it because he didn't get it. He made some pretty good moves, made some bad moves. He was the hardest worker. He was likable, and he didn't get any votes. He's not going to be a threat. People aren't going to worry about him.
I think that he could win favorite again, but I don't think that they're going to have
Ty's
respect
biggest,
to him to win the game.
Personally. Ty's problem is, I think, is the language barrier. Like he's not he can't communicate like what he's doing. Like so when he was there at the final tribal, he couldn't communicate his moves and make sense of his moves, and I think
he had that ghost edit, right?
but I love Ty. I'd love to see him again and see.
I would not be shocked if he won it because I don't think if people are looking. Here's a guy that played the game, did some stuff, and didn't get a vote.
So
I don't know. I disagree. I can't see.
So Jack, next February, are you calling Ty as your winner again?
Well, I'll have to wait and see. But what I'm saying is, if you're playing the game, if I'm playing the game and I look at Ty and I go, all right, I watched the season. He took on the two biggest guys, took them out. He worked harder than anybody else. Everybody liked him. He saved the chicken from dying, and he didn't get a vote. I go, I'm not worried about him because I can beat him at Final Tribal. So I'm saying it just depends on how the game is played and who the jury is, if it's a bitter jury, not a bitter jury. I'm saying if I'm playing the game, I'm not worried about Ty. In fact, I bring Ty with me.
I don't know.
The guy didn't get a vote. I mean, he didn't get a vote. Everybody says they loved him.
Just what you're saying. Everybody loved him. That they might not want to bring him. And also, I could see Ty going deep because he gets kind of lost in the shuffle of all these bigger players.
I heard what you said.
Oh, Jay.
No, what Colleen said. All right, so
Jay mouthed something dirty when I said that.
Right, I said that's what she said. That's all I did was mouth that.
it threw me up. All right, let's go to the next one. My queen, Sandra.
Sandra, yes,
I'm not
fine.
Ready to see Sandra get voted off Survivor.
Yeah, like here's the thing. Like she's won twice. What does she have to prove? I guess she take more money. But
well, I was talking about this with the tribe. Uh-huh. And Jay Fisher was like, Sandra don't give an F if she gets voted off first or if she wins again. Like, she's just there to play a game. Like, she lets everything roll off her back. He was like, she's the perfect person to play again and again because, and that's why she wins, is that she's there and nothing gets to her, nothing bothers her. So, to her, she's just going back to play Survivor. It's not about protecting a legacy. So,
what if she loses? What if she's the first one voted out? Does that hurt her legacy?
No, because she never got a chance to play. It was just the same way.
It's like the professional boxer that comes back after he's retired, or the athlete that's, you know.
But only if she melts down and they
vote her out first, just like because they don't like you. That's not.
Oh, because they're scared of you. That actually really helps your legacy because it means they were too scared to let you play with them. I mean, Richard Hatch, he was voted out in All-Stars early on because they were just Tina was voted out in All-Stars early on. Yep. Like they were just going
it
after
was kill
winners.
The winners.
Richard Hatch was voted out because nobody wanted to see him naked.
But no, in all seriousness, like that was the game they were going for winners. That was the gameplay. Like there was nothing that there's nothing you can do in the game if everybody doesn't want to give you a shot.
Okay,
because
so we're talking
one thing.
What if people look at Sandra and go, okay, I've watched her play twice. She's terrible at the challenges. I can beat her. I want to beat her. I want to beat the best. What if you get a coach type person says, I want to take the
That's three my question. People. We're talking about, you know, she gets voted out first. What if she wins again?
Well, don't forget, Russell Hantz made that mistake because.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, what if
he took Sandra because he thought, he won that last immunity, right?
Did he win the last immunity?
Was it Parvati? No, it was Russell. It was Russell. And Russell took Sandra because he thought that.
Had to be Russell because he was there.
Yeah, because he. Yeah, exactly. Because he was like, well, I can beat Sandra.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you never know. I mean, there's something to be said.
She's the only two-time winner.
Right.
So.
And so she doesn't make huge moves or whatever, but. And
she's not particularly nice to people.
Exactly, but she does something right. So I love
Sandra.
I think
we're not seeing the edit where she says, if you don't vote for me, I will kill you. And I think people believe it because she looks like she would kill you.
She like, I know what you like to eat on Tuesdays. It's tacos, isn't it? I'll fucking kill you.
You don't have to put the wrong ingredients in a taco.
Language.
Anyway. So Sandra, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Will she win?
Well, say that around time.
First, okay. What do we want to take bets right now on this podcast that if Sandra gets voted off, somebody gives the confessional that she's now winner, winner, chicken dinner? Come on, you know it's gonna happen.
I gotta think it's like, what if she wins three times? I don't know.
If she can survive the first couple weeks. She probably wins it again.
If she can make it to the merge, don't we think that she could probably go a little deep? Because
I think that's the reason she's gone as far as she has each time. Because you look at her and go, she's terrible at the challenges. She's pathetic. And you go, but she, you just keep bringing her and you keep bringing her and she beat you. How did I lose to her?
Right. I mean, I guess if she's up against like Brad Culpepper and Troyzan, she wins, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's not a chance in hell those people make it.
Well, Culpepper, there's no way because Culpepper will vote himself out.
He's this season's Tyson. all right, so moving on, we have my other favorite, and I'm also not ready to see this person get voted out.
Tony Vlachos.
Oh, I love Tony so much.
He's got to be one of the top two or three people voted out.
Right. There's no way that he makes the merge, right? Unless his tribe doesn't go to tribal ever.
Unless you have a Jeremy thing where there's someone using him as a shield, but you can't trust him because he'll turn on a dime. So
unless somebody's ego,
I'd vote him out right away.
Unless somebody's ego thinks like, oh, I'm better than Tony, so I can use him as a shield.
Here's
or something.
The thing: like, what if Tony takes a completely different approach to this time playing the game? Like, really? you look at a Boston Rob, his game evolved over time to where he started playing a really good relationship game. First was like. You know, slit your throat, get to the end.
He did play a good relationship game, but they also put him with some people that didn't know how to play the game at all.
But exactly. Wasn't it Colleen that said that he just like spent like hours with like just one person?
Yeah, and, yeah, he said it
on and
I get that, but so, again, but they had to give him like 16 tries. Okay, Rob,
it was four times. It was this fourth time.
This time, don't tell people they suck right to their face.
But honestly, you look at Rob's game, and by Heroes and Villains, it was
to
the same
fair,
thing he did.
He did the relationship game pretty good when he ended up with a wife in the second time out.
But that time, he was cutthroat, though. He just would take people and just knock them out. And the second time, he was like more of a team leader and unifier.
Right.
And
I was just going to joke that one might argue that all the other 14 people on that season were his wingmen. You know.
All that I remember saying when we were, I think we were podcasting about that, why don't they vote him? I think if you go back, why don't they vote him off?
Oh,
why don't
you guys did Jan Jack
TV at that point. Why don't they vote him off?
What, All Stars?
Not All Stars.
When he was with the terrible, it was him and Russell.
On Redemption Island,
the guys.
That was before the actual.
Oh, Redemption Island. Yes.
Yeah, I go. Why don't they vote him off? And I don't hate the guy, but it just didn't make sense.
You're just jealous because it wasn't you. So can Tony pivot here and play a better game?
No.
No.
Cass tried, and Cass could only do it so long, and she.
But to be fair, Cass. There was also other circumstances with Cass, too. Like, she did
Hashtag Cass apologist.
Like, Cass, they were gunning for Cass because Tasha had more friends. So, Cass went scorched earth because it was literally the last and only choice that she had. Even Spencer has come out and said...
I'm giving you a hard time.
If you're going to make faces, I'm going to throw this bobblehead of your face at your face. I'm gonna get up and hit you over the head with it.
So you're being Cass.
No.
You see why she's such a big Cass fan.
I like Cass. Get out of my way!
I like Cass. I would love to see Cass play again and get a fair shake, but whatever.
A fair shake. She dug her own. She
didn't dig her own grave. She did.
She gave herself her own nickname, Chaos Cass. How did she not dig her own grave?
She's
hashtag Cass. That's what she goes for.
No, because she didn't dig her own grave in the second season. Like, Tasha and her didn't get along from the first season. Why was it that Spencer was able to...
So her actions from the first season negatively impacted her the second time she
played. Actually, Tasha's actions didn't endear her to get any votes either.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying it was two people that didn't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, if Cass's actions were so bad in her first season, then why did she make it to third place?
I hate to break it to you, but she's not returning this season. So I'm sorry. As a Cass lover, I apologize that she's not.
Chaos Cass.
Whatever. Tony. Let's talk about Tony, the person at hand.
Yes, I love Tony. Excited to see him back.
I'm excited to see him back. I hope he makes it past the first episode.
Me too.
Will he be able to have a spy shack, or will these players go, okay, where's Tony going? What's he building? Oh, is that a spy shack Tony's building, maybe?
Is that a spy shack, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah. The spy shack that was actually the bathroom that he didn't know. You heard that story, right?
Mm-mm.
So remember Trish from that season?
Yeah.
So Trish said that when she saw it on TV, she realized that Tony's spy shack was where she relieved herself every morning.
That's funny.
She was like, you were there? Like, that's where that was my bathroom, dude.
Yeah, but I won $1 million.
I win.
I can afford some soap.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I wish that they had saved Tony and Sandra for another, like, all winners kind of season.
Yeah, I agree. Like, a Tony and an all winner season would have been really cool.
Yeah. Because then he's not, like, the standout threat, because then you've got some other people there.
I agree.
There's no way he can fly under the radar, because, like, another person we just talked about, I want to bring up, he is who he is.
Right.
It's true.
Exactly.
It's true. Sarah.
So the next person I really don't need to see back either.
I don't need to see her again. I agree.
I recognize the face, but what?
She was with Tony. Remember, she was like the other cop.
That's right.
Yeah, she was the one that at the merge, she was like the kingmaker or whatever. And
she's like, I'm the one in all the power. It's my decision.
And then they ended up flipping and voting her out instead.
Good times.
I kept looking at her face going, I know I've seen her. I know I've seen it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Is that the one that was the most amazing tribal ever, where Tony played the idol for LJ and LJ played the idol for Tony? And then in the end, it ended up being Sarah that went.
It might have been.
Right?
Yeah.
It was between...
Man, can LJ come back? I just realized that now. I'd love to see LJ back.
They should really have a Survivor where I get to pick the people.
But is that the one? And then that was the one where Cass flipped and you see like everybody is all like, yeah, yeah. And then they realize that somebody flipped and Spencer has his famous Cass 0% chance a week. Is that Sarah's tribal council?
Is that all in the same one?
I'm pretty sure that was all. And that's like, that was an amazing tribal council. Like
it was a great
just
season.
So much happened in that one tribal. You know, just the double idol play that
Cass,
didn't 0% matter. 0%
chance of winning.
just amazing. The next person.
Troy Zan, meh.
I mean, sure, why not?
He's got BFF the cool, he's got the, he's got the cool name, but other than that.
Yeah. Mm. You know.
I could take him or leave him.
Yeah. I think you know what it is. It's the douchebag headshot that gets me.
Or just like that snarky smile. I was like,
there goes. And Troy Zan was going to be a guest in the show, but I guess not anymore.
No, I mean, the mullet, maybe. I don't really know.
Is this the sound he's making? Just look at his face.
No, I just.
My
I remember,
name is Troy Zan.
I remember during One World, I was like, you know, he's not so bad. I hope that he's a good foil to Kim. And then I guess some of the edgy people thought that maybe Troy Zan was going to win. And then he was voted off, so you know that happened.
Is that his given name? Is that his parents?
No,
said,
it's
okay,
Troy. He just goes by Troy Zan as a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Like,
got it.
Yeah, but
does
I
go. Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that that's part of why he has like douche aura.
When you give yourself a nickname like Troy Zan, then
Troy Zan.
You might be a douchebag if you call yourself Troy.
I don't know. I remember I didn't hate him during One World. It's just the picture.
He had
I can't
some entertaining.
At.
He got. Didn't he have a temper or something too? Didn't he?
He did. He said, "This is my island."
Yeah. Okay.
And then he went against Kim. But then after the show, he like said all this s about Kim, where he was like, "Well, there were things off camera. Let me tell you, blah blah blah." And I was just like, "Dude."
So he was going the Dan's and Dan and the
Dan Foley
Jason,
way
and Scott the. The edit you don't see.
No, Jason and Scott totally own their edit. Their whole thing is, no, that was us.
No, no, I'm saying they didn't say they did. There was a ghost edit for Michelle or something.
Oh, where you didn't see a lot of things she did.
Yeah.
A lot of them have said that, actually. So who knows?
Because you don't want to see the winner making some moves.
I think some of the things that she did ruined plot points or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're beyond that. So... Troy Zan.
We're two seasons later right now.
Troy Zan, sure, why not, I
yeah,
guess.
Whatever.
I don't I hate mean, the guy.
We've just, had everybody I, else from the world back.
Now that I found out he gave himself the name, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if he gave himself
the
name.
From now on,
I'm
just calling you Troy. Take that.
All right, last but not least, Sierra Dawn Thomas.
Wait, can I just say one more thing before
sure.
we move on?
Take your time.
With
come on,
Troy Zan,
come on, Cass.
With Troy Zan and One World, I guess it's better than like Colton coming back again.
Oh, God, I hope it never, ever.
He should never be allowed back again.
I don't think he is
ever,
ever. Coming
he should
back.
Never
ever.
Be allowed to like a reunion show. Just
no.
No, never.
Never. Never.
I don't think he is. Anyway, last person, Sierra
Hashtag,
Dawn Thomas.
I don't ever want to see him back again.
Colton, not Troy Zan.
He quit twice.
Yes. I'm
if he
for.
Was on here, would just say quitter, chicken yeah. dinner.
One world, blood versus water. Quitter.
Hey, I wish we do. Have they had 20 quitters on the show? Have they had 20 people just quit?
I'm sure have at this
all,
point you're
have
close.
Have all the quitters return, and it'd be like a 3 week. It'd be like a 3 week show.
All right, so.
I didn't realize this was going to be so hard.
Let's wrap it up here with Sierra Dawn Thomas.
Sure.
Sure. Whatever.
I vaguely remember her.
Yeah, I kind of remember her, but whatever.
She got in the fight with Dan Foley.
I think I rooted for her. But
yeah, because she's the one that Dan Foley said, just shut your mouth and do the dishes.
That's who she is. That's right. Yeah, I thought she was good.
She's fine.
Yeah. But she's friends with Dan off the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that's the one you know, he had the conflict with on the show. So between Sierra and Haley, so a certain person in the press had a post on a Facebook group I'm in. And I don't know how much of this I'm supposed to share, so I will not reveal anything else, but I'm sure like 90% of the people listening know exactly what I'm talking about. And this person saw Mike Holloway, who was originally supposed to be on this season, because there was supposed to be a lot more winners. It was supposed to be winners versus like everybody else or whatever it was. Winners versus runners up versus everybody else or something like that. And then like the concept kind of changed as it went along when some of the winners had to drop out for whatever reason. But I guess this person saw Mike Holloway and has a $100 bet going on with him over who's going to last longer, Haley from Worlds Apart or Sierra from Worlds Apart. Mike Holloway thinks that Sierra is going to last longer. This person thinks that Haley is going to last longer. What do you guys think? Because I think that Haley, Sierra will not rock the boat as much and will last longer than Haley. Because I can see Haley.
Depends on what tribe they're, but Sierra is good at the challenges.
Yeah.
So
she seems to be more personable to get along with.
She wouldn't be one, because I don't remember Haley being particularly strong in the challenges. I could be wrong, but Sierra I remember being strong in the. So if I'm on the, I want to keep my tribe strong, I keep, if I have Sierra, I'm keeping Sierra.
I don't remember necessarily how strong she was, but like how they were in comparison. But
I don't know. I can't remember, but I just,
I think that
it just depends on what tribe they're in.
Well, I feel like Sierra kind of has that Jeffra edit, and Tony played with Jeffra until what, she finished fifth place or whatever it was, sixth place.
Jeffra.
Tasha sixth, and Jeffra was fifth, and then
I forgot about Jeffra. Spencer was.
I would agree with your statements about Sierra.
So that's just what I get. I don't mind seeing her back. I know she's one of those people that people are kind of
could be the strongest player in the world if you're stuck with a crappy tribe and they can't win the challenges.
Yeah. I don't need to see Sierra, but I'm okay with seeing Sierra. There's a lot of people from season 32 back from Koh Rong. What do you guys, how do you feel about that? Like, do we need Aubrey, Caleb, Ty, Debbie? Yeah. Do we need to see all of them back so soon?
There's usually that happens, like the recent people from, I mean, it'll be a year later from when we see them, in like 2 years since they played the game, so.
Yeah.
I get, well, since they played, but only a year since we've seen them.
We could have done without the bitter one.
Oh my God.
Does that mean we could do without the bitter podcaster too?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
If you're honest about it, I don't think it matters.
The other thing to note,
I'm all about the honesty. Hashtag honest.
The other thing to note is the recency bias is definitely in play here, because most of these people have played, I think, Heroes versus Villains and Sooner, which, although Heroes versus Villains was, oh my God, what season was that? Season 20? Yeah, that was season 20, right? So although that was at this point 13 seasons ago, 7 years ago, it was such a popular season that I think, and most, you know, they were all returning players, that they all kind of aren't people that you forget about right away. So there's definitely a recency bias that you can look at, because everybody's played within the last 7 or 8 years. I don't know.
I do have some advice for Aubrey.
Yeah.
She needs to get LASIK surgery, because I think part of her problem was they didn't know who she was half the time. Because when she had her glasses on, she looked different than when she had her glasses off. So
she had that Clark Kent effect.
She had that Clark Kent thing going on. So that's why people are like going, you know, I didn't recognize her game, because sometimes she didn't have her glasses on.
Yeah. So
have LASIK surgery so they know who you are 24 hours a day.
So just glancing at this real quick. Who do we hope works together in our ideal situation? And I don't want to too much, like, you know, go with how do you think they'll place, because we need to obviously do a season preview, which
we'll do before the season starts.
Yeah.
A year from now.
Who do we hope ends up working together, or who could we see working together?
I see Varner working with Culpepper.
Really? I think that Varner's going to look at Culpepper and be like, no.
No, bro.
Look, if I was Varner, I'd work with Culpepper, because Culpepper is a terrible player. He'd be first one voted out. JT could work with Malcolm, maybe. It depends on what tribe they're in. I mean, I don't know how they're breaking them up.
Hypothetically. Like,
there's going to be three tribes, two tribes.
To me, looking at this cast, I'm like, I hope these people pair up, except for Ty and Kayla. About that. That's about it.
Yeah, just like what makes good TV? Because, you know, they've only been filming for I think this is day two or three.
I want Debbie
for them.
And Tony together.
Debbie and, oh my God, Debbie and Tony. They will clash so badly.
I know, it'd be great.
Oh my God, Debbie and Tony would be amazing and not amazing at the same time. What about Sandra and Tony and Sandra and Debbie?
Sandra, Debbie, and Tony together. Put all the people that are obnoxious with Sandra. Because then she would just flat out tell them
all of the fish will be dumped out and nobody.
And they go, we need to vote her off because she's mean. And that they wouldn't vote her off.
Well, that's where you got to wonder if there's pregame alliances going on.
There's got to be.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Put
Sarah and Tony together because that would be nice.
No, I'm done with. I don't know. Sarah has like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, doesn't she, at this point? I can't imagine leaving Zach alone.
I'm not a stalker, so I don't know.
She was pregnant at the finale for Kagayan. That's why I remember, because I was also pregnant during the finale of Kagayan.
I wasn't pregnant, so I don't remember.
I can't imagine leaving Zach at this age.
Put Ty and Ozzy. Come on. Ty looking at Ozzy with that hair.
That's very true.
He might dump Caleb.
Well, we could probably figure out, like, a lot of them have counterparts. The one thing that I think is interesting is that the only person in this tribe that's a game bot is Aubrey. Because Cambodia had a million game bots, right? Like, led by Spencer, then Shireen, and then everybody was like, strategy, strategy, strategy. But when you look at this...
Tony's a strategist to a certain extent.
Sierra...
But Sierra's all about big moves. She's not about strategy. She's about big
moves. You gotta make a big move!
Exactly. Aubrey's the only person. It seems like Aubrey is the only person on this list that's all about strategy. Although, I can't really speak to Suri too much.
Malcolm has subtle strategy.
He does, but he also has like social game and whatnot. So, I don't know. This is going to be an interesting cast. On paper, they don't look great. Like
I like them.
Like cohesively?
Oh no, but again,
There's gonna be some flare-ups.
There is. Like, and to me, like, I don't, to me, there's not like a theorizing about who's gonna be. I'm just gonna wait and see. It's just gonna be entertaining to see how these people interact, because these are all big egoed individuals.
And why isn't Brandon Hansen here again?
Oh God.
Because he's never coming back.
Oh God, no.
Put Brandon Hansen with Caleb.
Yeah, that'll go great.
That sounds like the worst ever. Brandon Hansen, anybody.
Anyway, final thoughts here?
I would never want him back.
As we close out this, I'm excited for this season.
I can't believe you guys are like, yay, all the Ko-Rong people after
like,
you
what?
Were.
Why are you? The Ko-Rong had a lot of great characters, so why wouldn't I want to see them again? Like, Ko-Rong's considered like one of the better character seasons of the past 5 years.
Yeah, but it's so soon.
It was never boring.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess. All right. So,
as bitter as Debbie is, at least she's good TV.
She is. There's a lot of people here that's good TV. I guess we will delve into it more when we do our cast preview a year from now, or 9 months from now. But I just thought this was interesting to talk about, since it's been all the rage since over the last weeks since it was leaked. So CBS,
I was raging.
If you're listening, please don't shut us down for talking about this.
Oh, I dare you to shut us down. I dare you.
I triple dog dare you. I guess I have to do it.
Did you hear my term bitter? I was bitter in the beginning. Don't you don't want to mess with me. I will take CBS down.
All right, guys. Well, that is it for this special edition of Survivor
with
JJ.
I'll pull the laugh track on Big Bang Theory. Down will go the ratings.
If you want to send in your thoughts about the cast release here, send them to 385-309-0311. And also, you can send an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com.
If someone does call, are we going to do another podcast?
We have to at that point, right?
Okay.
Yeah, excited. We're kind of in the throes of a Survivor summer here. Colleen and I are watching China, rewatching China, which has been fun.
My little China girl.
But anywho, that is it for this week's show. I want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhard Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing at a significant amount on our Patreon page over at patreon.com/JaneJack. If you go to janejack.com, click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the page. You can join our ever-growing group of patrons that make all of our shows possible. We're doing Game of Thrones right now, which is heating up and has been fantastic this season. Been a lot of fun to talk about. Doing a Married Man show with our rotating guest host, which has been a blast. And it seems like we're still doing Survivor, even though we didn't think we'd be still doing Survivor this much. But
Big Brother starts next week, right?
Big Brother.
Oh, I'm not doing a podcast on that. Are we doing a podcast on that?
No. I'll watch it. I'll watch it this season, see if it's worth.
Yeah, let's make a.
I'm not doing a podcast on that. I might do a new podcast that I just decided.
What new podcast did you just decided? Anyway.
I might do a new podcast.
Hell on Wheels, I think, is a new one that you're doing.
Hell on Wheels.
With Jack and Cindy.
Someone suggested The Bachelorette, the Bachelor shows, and luckily for me, Cindy doesn't watch it.
Just wait. It's only a matter of time before you have some new.
She said she would not. She doesn't watch that show. She will not do it.
Show for the ladies and the men, but mostly the ladies.
Why are you so sexist?
Why am I sexist? I'm just saying. No wonder the stars.
No wonder people think we're. That's an athletic show. I mean, have you ever watched it?
I'm not saying it's not athletic. You're saying women can't be athletic. You're the sexist now.
Why do you? I'm the one that said it.
Well, watch those ladies shows.
Anyway,
check the tape, Mister.
The tape. Ramblecast is coming back this summer. And much, much more.
The summer of loss continues.
We have a special 2-hour conversation with Jorge Garcia that we're releasing this
week.
As
soon as you get it to me.
And more. So definitely check in to all of our different feeds. If you want them all, you can get them all at The Whole Enchilada. Or say you only like a few, like this one, you can subscribe to them individually.
But
like,
really, just go to the Patreon page because that's where the fun happens.
Patreon page or our Facebook page?
No, I'm at the Patreon page.
Oh,
still looking for that person to donate $1 million every month.
Hey, you know.
Hey,
we won't turn it away.
Hey,
I'd be a stay-at-home mom then. Hey, my
CBS,
son would still go to daycare.
CBS, if you're listening, we'll take $1 million.
Oh, man. All right, guys. That is it for this week. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.